The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, I'm journalist and beauty obsessive Mara Schiavocampo. Today on The Trend Reporter, luscious lips, more in demand than ever.
If they're on Zoom or they're on FaceTime or they're in front of the mirror, they want to love the way that their lip looks.
The Beauty Council is here. Celebrity dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe and celeb makeup artist Morel Hollis on the new lip procedure that is one of the year's most searched trends. Lip products we live for.
They have every single shade of nude for every single girl.
And the secret behind the most requested celebrity lips.
So she has a combination of filler and Botox around the lips.
We're bringing you everything you need to know about the beauty and wellness trends worth knowing. Hey guys, so today we're talking all about luscious lips. There are more ways to get juicy, kissable lips than ever before, from completely new, more affordable injectables like the Lip Flip, to products like masks and lip patches that are just flying off the shelves. And what is, in my opinion, the most subtle, most beautiful tweak to the entire face. So which ones actually work and what's the best pick for the look that you want? Joining me now, my ultimate beauty counsel, that's what I think of them in my head, celebrity dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe and Morel Hollis, celebrity makeup artist and head of creative for The Wendy Williams Show. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
I have
missed you. I feel like we have not done one of these joint conversations since like the summer.
Right.
It's been too long. That's all I know. I feel like time is not, I'm not able to keep track of time the way I used to pre-COVID.
Yeah.
It's all blending. It's all a blur, but no, it's been too long.
There are mornings when I wake up and I'm like, what season is it? What month is it? What day is it? Is it a Saturday in May or is it a Monday in November?
Right.
Like the whole year is just insane. So when we're talking about lips, I've always loved my lips. They're actually my favorite feature.
I love your lips.
Thank you. You got some good lips, girl.
This is why I love you guys, because you make you pump me up. If your squad doesn't pump you up like this, then you need new friends. I think, you know, I have my mother's lips, and so I always feel very connected to her when I look in the mirror and I see my face. So I've always loved my lips, but they're naturally a little asymmetrical. My top lip is a little bit smaller. So Whitney, when I started coming to you a few years ago, I wanted to just even them out, which is such a slight modification. Now, people have different preferences for how they want their lips to look. Like, we have a friend in common, Whitney, makeup artist Lisa Hayes, and she was like, no, don't do that because having a bigger bottom lip is way sexier. But that was her ideal, and I really wanted them to be a little bit more even. This is what I love about coming to you. I come to you and I tell you what I don't like, and you're like, great, and you fix it. But I don't necessarily know what we're doing. So what is it that you do with my lips?
So first of all, when it comes to upper versus lower, it's very interesting that you brought up sort of your perspective versus Lisa's perspective, because it turns out that when we study beauty and ratios and proportions in the lips, in ethnic types of skin, whether you're Black or Hispanic or Asian or Indian, it's actually considered more beautiful in those cultures to have the upper lip about equal to the lower lip in fullness. Whereas in Caucasian populations, the lower should be about 60% larger than the upper lip. So it's really interesting that Lisa's like, ooh, I like a fuller lower. And you're like, wait, I want them to be even.
That is interesting. Because right? Lisa's Caucasian and I'm Black. So,
exactly. So that makes sense. So what we do with you is we take you, you have a beautiful shape. And some people like to reshape their lips. I literally am changing the outside shape of their lips with fillers. In you, I'm not doing that at all. In you, I'm letting your own anatomy guide me, and I'm putting tiny little micro droplets of hyaluronic acid filler simply to what I call sort of evert the lip a little bit, sort of show a little bit more, right? Turn it out a little bit more. And then just make it look like you're sort of perpetually wearing lip gloss. Like, just make those lips look really hydrated. So we just add a little bit of filler. I don't use a ton in you. I use actually a very subtle amount of filler in your lips. And in your lips, it tends to last a pretty long time. And we don't use really Botox or Dysport around your mouth area at all.
Okay. Because I love what we do. I feel like it looks very natural. So when I know you do not treat Kylie Jenner. I will say that. So we don't know what she gets done, but apparently she is like the most requested celeb when people go in to get their lips, to get anything done with their lips. What's your best guess on what she's gotten done? Is it just filler?
So she has a combination of filler and Botox around the lips in my best approximation and guess from looking at her. But that is a very stepwise approach. So whoever has been working on their family in general actually takes multiple steps over time. If you load up the lips all in one session, it stretches out the tissue, breaks some elastic fibers, and you get lumps and bumps. So what it looks to me like they've done is slowly over time, they've gotten about one syringe at a time at multiple visits to slowly stretch out that tissue and let their lip tissue accommodate that extra filler. And some of it's along what's called the vermilion border, which is where you put the lip pencil. I think Morel referenced that before. And some of it is right underneath the vermilion border. So it's right sort of in the pulp of the lip, but just underneath the vermilion border. And what that does is it plumps and it everts.
Morel, is there a way to get that look with makeup?
It is definitely just an overline of the lip, but you remove the cupid's bow, you make it a little more round. It's not a point, but it's just more rounded off. So it's more of an oval with a little bit of a point at the top instead of a cupid's bow.
Okay. So,
and that runs the risk of looking like a sausage over time. So I actually strongly advise against effacing the cupid's bow with filler and procedures. And augmenting, if it's a trend and you want to try it out, do it with makeup.
Is that something that people ask for? Do they ask you to get rid of their cupid's bow?
Rarely. Most people want to preserve their cupid's bow because it's beautiful, but I have had some patients come in and they're looking at some influencers that they admire and it just looks like one big sausage across the top and the bottom. I usually say that I'm not the best dermatologist for them.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, the lip flip. It's one of the most searched beauty procedures. Whitney's going to tell us what it is and how much it costs. You will be shocked at the price. And Morel has the budget makeup version. Okay, so let's talk about the lip flip. Because this is something that is, it's a big search item right now. What is the lip flip and why are people loving it right now?
What's trending right now is the Botox lip flip or the sort of Dysport lip flip. It's using botulinum toxin to evert the lips, meaning that some people's lips, the pink part where you put the lipstick and the lip gloss is a little bit thinner. And what they want to do is they don't want to add volume per se. They want to just tilt, sort of if you go like that and you sort of tilt the upper lip back and you tilt the lower lip forward, you can sort of show more of the lip by doing something called eversion. So it's sort of like, turn back and say hello.
So eversion is the technical term for what people are calling a flip.
A flip, exactly. And you can achieve that eversion with literally 4 to 6 units of Botox. It's been very, very small, tiny injections around the outside of the lip directly into the superficial muscle fibers around the lip so that it sort of just changes the tension on the lips so that the muscles that are pulling the lips down and in somehow relax and the other muscles that pull them out and let the pink show, it's more of a show, and the mucosa be more visible are actually stronger.
So let's talk about price. Whitney, what's the price for the lip flip?
So the Botox lip flip, when you're not relying on any filler to do that eversion, is less than $100. It's so interesting because the cosmetic demand for these sort of minimally invasive procedures is higher than ever right now. And people are wearing masks and they're not going to social gatherings, right? But all of these young women are asking me to do what we're talking about today because the lips are, it's part of your confidence, your self-esteem, your sort of wellness routine. When you look in the mirror and you feel like you've got a full, beautiful lip, you know, it really does change the way that you see it. If they're on Zoom or they're on FaceTime or they're in front of the mirror, They want to love the way that their lip looks. So yeah, totally affordable, sort of an entry level if you want to meet a derm, get to know them. The trick though, Mara, is that if you use too high doses or if they're not injected in the right place, you can drool. You can have, these are major side effects that these Instagram posts are not talking about.
Oh my gosh.
So you cannot be able to drink from a straw. You cannot be able to whistle. You cannot be able to play a musical instrument like a flute or a clarinet. If you're going to somebody who doesn't know what they're doing and they put a couple units in the wrong muscle layer, it can be a major problem.
Wow. So you really have to go to the right person.
Yeah.
And, you know, it all, everything that you just described also sounds like it would have a really terrible effect on your love life, because all of the things that you just described.
Oh, I didn't even say kissing.
Well, that's what I was thinking of, but your reaction made me think that you were thinking I was referring to something else, but that too. I was talking about kissing. Oh, my gosh. Kissing. How long does it last? How often do you need to get it done?
Because you're using really low doses, it only lasts like 2 to 3 months. So Okay. You're not looking at a really long lasting effect.
So, Morel, you were nodding when I mentioned the lip flip. What is the makeup lip flip?
You would actually get a lip pencil that is the exact same tone as your skin. We also know, like, when you overline your lips, you overline with something that's 1 to 2 shades darker. So it creates that dimension on the outside. And then you fill that in with, you know, your lip gloss, your lipstick. With a lip flip, the lip flip natural look, you want to use a lip pencil that is the exact tone as your lip. And you just outline just a little bit at the top and in the cupid's bow a little bit, or you know, leave a negative space there so that it creates that look.
Okay.
I love the Makeup Forever Artist Pencil. They're called the Artist Liners, and they have every single shade of nude for every single girl out there. Like every shade of black, every shade of blue, every shade of red, every single
thing. Today.
Yeah, and they're hard pencils. I don't really like automatic or retractable pencils because they dry out way too soon. You forget the top, you leave the top around, you end up drying out your product. So in essence, you're throwing away half of your pencil. So it's just not worth it in the long run. But I love a wooden pencil.
Got it. Okay, that's really good to know. And if you're someone who's concerned about your smile being too gummy, so you're showing too much of your gums. Is the lip flip or a filler going to help that?
No, but it's very similar. You can actually put one or even a half a unit of Botox or Dysport into the corners of the nose.
Interesting. Wow. I had a dentist try to upsell me once on gum lasering. Have you heard of this?
Oh,
laser away some of your gums so that when you smile, you don't see as much of your gum. You see more tooth, more of the tooth, but it makes your teeth look bigger. Number one. Number two, I didn't feel like I had a problem with having a too gummy smile. And number three, I was like, well, I'll just get more lip filler if that's the case. Like, I'm not going to be laser away part of my gum.
Not only that, when you age, that's one of the things we're trying to prevent.
Right.
Your gum from receding. Do you know how much damage you can do to your upper tooth?
But this guy was a total sleaze. Total sleaze. And like one of the most highly rated, expensive, like I can't remember exactly where his office was. It was like Upper East Side. And I could see him coming from a mile away. He was a total sleaze. And when I said I didn't want to do that, he was like really condescending. And he was like, just trying to convince me that I needed it. Like, no, the proportion of your teeth to your gums is all wrong and all this stuff. I could not get out of there fast enough. But I felt like if I were younger or a little insecure, that he totally could have sold me on this bullshit.
And what did he look like?
Exactly.
It's always them.
Right. Right. Okay. So let's move on to lip masks and lip patches. When you go to Sephora, when you go to Amazon, like the reviews are crazy. It'll have like 11,000, 12,000 five-star reviews. Morel, what are these lip masks and lip patches?
So the lip mask and lip patches, let's just get one thing straight. If you are not hydrated as a person, nothing's going to work. You got to drink water.
Right.
You have to drink water. You have to make sure that you are hydrated. The lip masks are great. It's a little pricey, but it really works. It definitely has hyaluronic acid in there. So it's going to plump the lips. It's going to make the lips have a smoother texture, which is really, really good. And you're going to apply less lipstick and less gloss. So it does work. And it is great. It's great for cost saving, especially with cosmetics. And also it's going to just help the texture and the tone and the skin of the lip look really healthy and pink. And I love that.
Okay.
So it's basically treatment for your lips, which, you know, we all know if you're a smoker, if you, you know, drink a lot of coffee or, you know, you're going to have a little damage to your lips. So you always want to do a lip mask, especially if you are a smoker, electronic cigarettes included. You want to make sure that you are doing these masks. That's when they're really beneficial for you.
Now, Whitney, I'm worried about what you're going to say, because I know you don't like scrubbing agents. Are you okay with the lip scrub?
Yeah. You know, on occasion, when it comes to if you really do have sort of that really, really dry, cracked lip, a scrub every now and then directly on the lip is okay. Especially if you're putting a balm right on, right afterwards, I would say you want to look for clean products, you know, products that are not going to be made with potential hormone disruptors or made with any kind of potential carcinogens. You also want to try to stay away from too many of those like irritating fragrances. So what's so interesting is that there was this whole market for like lip plumpers that were made with cinnamon oil and menthol and peppermint. What they're doing is they're creating inflammation. That's how they work. So you don't want to deliver.
I was addicted to those.
And they are addicting.
Well, they tingle, yes, which makes you think that they're doing something.
Ooh, it's tingling, it's working, right? And then your lip gets really dry and really inflamed and cracked. And you think like, oh, right, I just need more. So I need to put on more. And then you get into this vicious cycle where your lips are not healthy.
They used to use that on me at GMA all the time, like Good Morning America. Mm-hmm. And I would come home because I would take a break in the middle of the day. So after the show, I would go home and I'd have breakfast and then I'd go back to work. And when I would kiss my daughter, she would go, "Mommy, your lips are spicy." When we come back, what are the new lipstick trends? I am not a fan of all of these, I will have you know. And one of my favorite lip non-invasive procedures ever. It's actually probably one of my favorite face non-invasive procedures ever. Whitney will share the secret behind this gem. So let's talk about some trends. Morel, I'm seeing, and I'm so here for all of it. I've been waiting 20 years for this shit to come back. I'm seeing a lot of like 90s nudes. I'm seeing a lot of mattes. What are you noticing in the lip trend world?
So I love the matte lip and I think that it's great. The problem with the matte lip is that it's just not that functional. You're going to have that peeling, you know, it's just not good. And it just looks chalky. So now it's more of a suede finish. So now lip companies are finally realizing, like cosmetic companies are finally realizing that whole matte thing, that whole dry look is a thing of the past. So now there are brands coming out with lipstick that is matte, but it's more of a satin, more of a suede finish. And it's also hydrating. It also has like aloe and vitamin E and things of that nature because people's lips were messed up from that whole dry phase.
So what if you already have a matte? Can you transform a matte or does it just belong in the trash?
I say lipsticks are usually around $17 or $18. Throw that matte out. don't, you're not going to break the bank.
Just
don't
go
try
for
to
it.
Switch it. Don't try to change it. It is a lipstick. It's just cosmetics. Get rid of the old stuff. And it's probably expired by now anyway.
Well, you know, so some of it I bought like in the last like 2 or 3 years because I felt like there was all of a sudden it was like 90s are back. Boom. What?
2 or 3 years ago?
Is that too long?
Yes.
How long am I supposed to keep it?
Whenever you take a lipstick or anything out of the package and you put it on your lip and then you put it back, you have already contaminated. Whenever it's out of the package, whenever anything is already contaminated.
Okay.
So I would say like for lipsticks, I would say maybe 4 months at the most.
Sometimes they don't tell you the actual date that it expires, but sometimes don't they say like 6M or it'll show you like how long after you open it before you have to throw it out, or do they not do that with cosmetics?
No. So with cosmetics, it's basically, it's a rule of thumb. Like, people know that you can keep cosmetics forever and they're not going to tell you otherwise. But the thing is, every time you use it, you're putting bacteria back in there.
So the question you were asking, Whitney, and if you're listening and you've never noticed this, because I had not noticed this until I got assigned this as a story, that any beauty product has a little jar. It's like a drawing of a container on it. And it has a picture of that container with the top open, and then it has a number on it, which is followed by an M for months or a Y for years. So like Whitney said, it's not giving you an expiration date. It's telling you how long you can keep it after it's been opened. And what's interesting is I'm looking at my NARS Orgasm lip gloss, which is my absolute favorite ever, and it says 2M. So this is 2 months for this. That NARS is telling me I should get rid of it after I've opened it. Okay, real quick on the lip trends, Murrell, any colors that you love right now? I mean, red is always the classic, especially in the fall. Any particular reds that you're loving? Any new shades that you're seeing that you're loving?
I love corals in the fall. Okay. Like, you know, the bright oranges and things. People think that that's only for like springtime and things of that nature. I love a bright coral or like a muted pink. I love deep, deep, deep tones, cranberries, raspberry, raisin, those tones, which are obvious for fall. But, and also a suede nude lip for fall.
So before we go, Whitney, I wanna ask you about this procedure, because I had noticed, particularly with Kim Kardashian, but I had noticed it with some others, there was something about their face that I loved, but I couldn't put my finger on it. And I knew that it wasn't natural because it had appeared in recent times. I hadn't seen it on them before. And I had no idea what it was. And then I come to you and I'm with you one day and I didn't know what it was to even ask for it. And you said to me, should we turn the corners of your lips up a little bit? And I was like, what? And of course I say yes to everything you suggest. And we did it. And I was like, that's it. That's the thing that I've been seeing on celebrities that look so cute, but I didn't know, I couldn't identify it. So please, what is this called? What is it? What does it do? Give me the full scoop on this procedure.
So the non-technical term for that is what I call the sexy upturn of the corners of the lips. Now you gotta have the right face for that, because only certain people can pull that off. And if you don't have the right look for it, or if you're in an age demographic where it's not really age appropriate, you can look like the Joker, okay? So you have the face for it, and I have the technique for it because I put very little, right? So what I'm doing is there's in the corners of the mouth, there's something called the oral commissure. It's the corner. It's where your upper lip meets your lower lip on each side. And what I'll do is I'll put a little strut of filler on each one of those corners, right into the corner. I can actually feel and palpate this tiny little pocket. And when I just add a little bit of support to that pocket, it can slightly upturn the corner and just give you that beautiful shape, that sexy pout with that slightly, it's almost like a smirk. It's like a smize. You're smiling with your eyes and just the corners of the lips, right? It's not like a full blown smile.
So Murrell, what do you think? Can you tell that I did that?
Yes.
But it looks good though, right?
It's very cute.
It's cute, I like it. Isn't it?
I like
it. It's beautiful on you.
It makes me so happy.
Certain people it doesn't work on.
Okay.
It gives you more, like for me, like it just makes you look pleasant even when you're not feeling like being pleasant. So I like that.
Right. It's the cosmetic approach to resting bitch face.
So the more extreme version of downturning of the corners of the lips is resting bitch face. So when the corners start to really collapse and you actually start to see shadows and there's more of what we call like a marionette sort of buckling.
Right.
That can look like a resting bitch face where you just walk around looking unpleasant all day long. And I've even seen people develop like rashes in there because when they're sleeping, saliva can get in there. You see?
Yes.
So for that, they need more filler in that area. For what you get, we just put the tiniest drop and I literally keep it right in the corner. In other people with resting bitch face, I'm putting larger quantities, and I'm actually sort of supporting and building a little scaffold in that whole little marionette triangle so that they don't have that buckling and that shadowing and that, you know, sort of aged look to the face.
When can I book my appointment?
Right? Whitney is the best. The best.
Because that, I feel like that's what I want. Like, I know my face lights up when I smile, but when I don't smile, it's like, should I say hey to him or not?
Is he mad? Is it a bad day?
Is he mad? What you mad for? I love that.
Morrell, where can people find you on social and any projects you want to promote?
All right. So you can find me on social at Morrell Hollis. That's MerrellHollis. And you can also find me at Lavanya Beauty, Lavanya.com on the web, Lavanya Beauty on Instagram.
So I have a very engaged social media audience on my Instagram channel that I love. It's at Dr. Whitney Bowe, Dr. Whitney Bowe. And then also I actually have been filming lots of videos for YouTube on my Dr. Whitney Bowe YouTube channel. So if you're interested in clean beauty or Sculptra or fillers, procedures, ingredients, then check those out.
Oh my gosh, we have to do a YouTube collab.
Oh, I'd love that.
We should do. I want to try Sculptra. I'm big on the Sculptra.
I'm obsessed with Sculptra.
Oh, okay. Well,
don't need it that much. It's for people who really need more of like that scaffold lifting.
Mm-hmm. You know, yeah, but I don't want it in my face.
What?
I don't want it in my face.
Oh, ooh. I get it. Okay. That's not a typical, you know, Dr. Whitney Bowe request. I feel like that's more of like a Miami, LA request.
We do a Sculptra video, then that they will be knocking down your door. All right, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
Hey, guys. Thanks for listening. I want to know what trends you have questions about. So hit me up on Instagram. I'm at Mara S. Campo. You can also check out the Trend Reporter on YouTube, covering all of the newest trends, including tutorials on everything from food to beauty. That's youtube.com/Mara S. Campo. The Trend Reporter is a production of iHeartRadio. For more shows from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.